Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today we're up to beholding Ayin Ches, the bottom Ayin Zayin of the Beis. But I'm not 100% sure. In yesterday, if it came out clear, the Maskada of what we have in the Dinim, in the Machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanan, when he does it, the Shem Eitzim, if they had different Nishainas, where they argue. But in the pushing away, the way that Mishnah is talking about, where we have a Vare Chatos and a Vare Ayla, where we have the Machlokes, Rabbi Lezer, the Rabbanan, I just wanted to come up, that's the Dinim. The Dinim and Emesis, that there are problems with the Dinim, there are difficulties with the Rambams. But in the Gemara itself, what gets us to get it clear, I didn't present it properly, the truth is. Clear enough. I was not happy yesterday with the clarity of how I gave it over. The Gemara tells us in the Machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanan, what is the Machlokes? We have two Isurim, of course, we all know. There's a Din of Sar and Dvash, L'Saktibi Medu Isha L'Hashem, and there's also the Din, Kol Shemi Medu L'Ishim. Kol Shemi Medu L'Ishim, we know that where to be Medu L'Ishim, other substances, where it's not Sar and Dvash, there's also an Isur to bring it on the Mizbeach. Remember, we had a machlokes. Rashi always learned that whenever we're talking about the Isser, Kol Shemi Menu, Rashi Odayin Vav, Rashi Odayin Zayin, always says that speaking a case where they already were Makpirit, and their Shirayim, you're not allowed to bring the Mizbeach, where there are those Shirayim that are not earmarked for Haktara. So then you arrive at the Isser provided again that you were mapped it from before. The Rambam never brings that. And so therefore it's suspect, it would seem to me that the Rambam doesn't hold you need that stipulation. We also saw in Rashi that not only where it applies by Haktara, it applies even where you make the Hazos, the seven Hazos by the Lukshem Shabbat Sairi, you can also have the same type of thing. Even though it's not Babish Haktara. But what we have over here is, when I in Zion and Medalev, where the Gemara brings, what's the reason of Rabbi Lezer? Because he learns out from this pasuk, Elavizbeach lo yalu l'reach nichayach, and he darshes l'reach nichayach. When you bring it, l'shem reach nichayach, then you cannot do it. Avol atamaylo l'shem eitzim, but you are able to do it when your kavana is not for the sake of Haktara. You want to use it for firewood. You want to use it for fuel. You want to use it like lighter fluid. You can do that if that's your kavada. And avalata milo l'shem eitzim. What are you able to do l'shem eitzim? You do it when you're talking about sa'ar and dvash. Let's say you're not bringing the sa'ar and dvash notes. Or, for that matter, you can even have Eivari Chatos Veivari Ayla as long as you're not doing it for that purpose. Fine. Rabbanin hold no. Mid Rachmana Aysam. The Rabbanin have a mead of Aysam. Aysam means what? Aysam, who the Iyata Maila. Avalata Maila Lashem. Lashem Aysam. When it comes to Sarad Vash, and Sarad Vash only, are you able to bring it for a purpose other than the Reach Nichayach? You want to do it L'Shem Eitzim? That's fine. You can do it like that, but only by Sar and Vash. But the other things, you're not allowed to do that. Only Oysam. Avomini Achredi Lo. And on that point, we have the Machlokes, Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Lezer says the same Heter that we have by Sar and Vash, you can have by the other things also. By Chatos, that are mixed in, you can have the same thing. The Rabbanan hold no. That heter only applies by Sar and Vash. That's Machlekes number one. Avalatabailo l'shem eitzim. Aval midiach ridi lo. And Rabbi Lezer says, what does he do with that? Oisav hu de ravahi loch kevish kevizbeach. That the iser that we have of bringing the sar and dvas, oisav, that you cannot bring it. You have to bring it at the iser. Again, the iser that we have of bringing the sar and dvas on the mizbeach, that iser applies also. This is the nekuda. I believe I said, I'm not 100% sure I made this part clear yesterday. That you're not allowed to bring it on the mizbeach by the sar and dvas, it refers also to the kevish. It refers, pardon me?
In Rabbi Lezer.
I said it refers also to the kevish. What else on the kevish? Nothing else. It means that the iser of bringing it, bringing chatos, and let's say the evarei chatos, or the other things, anything other than tzar dvash would not apply by the kevish. Now the Gemara says that, and that's what he learns out from Isam. And then the Gemara says that the Rabbanin hold that we learned out two things from Isam. The Rabbanin agreed to that. The Rabbanin agreed that the iser of bringing on the kevish only applies to the tzar dvash. It does not apply to the other things. It does not apply to the other things. Plus the fact they learned something else out from Isam, that the Heter are bringing it with shame, something other than Reach Nichayach. It applies only to Tzar Dvash. Other things do not have that Heter. The Rabbanim learned two things out from the Isam. You're able to make a Haftarah of other things on the Kevish. And you're also, according to the Rabbanim, you're able to, other things are not able to have the Heter where you're doing it for something other than Reach Nichayach. Tzar Dvash, you have a heter, you can do it for things other than Rech Nichayach. Kol Shemi Medoli Yishim do not have that heter. I hope it's clearer now, that point. Now, we do have problems in the Rambam, by the way. The Rambam Perkei, Yisur Mizbeach, where the Rambam, sometimes he says the Kevish, sometimes he doesn't say Tzar, he brings the Tzar Dvash, Asurim, the Gabi Yabizbeach, and Yisurim B'chol Shehein, and he brings, he says, Echad HaMakter Atzman, O HaMakter Taruma Shelohem. He gets Malkis for Sor and Dvash. Mimikter Shneim Kiyasa, then it's different. And then he says, Nafal Nehem Kol Shehu, Victoris, it becomes Puzzle. Mimikter Mimeno Behechol, you get Malkis. And of course, they have Tarpachos Mikazayas. The problem comes with these halachas. Hel asar al dvash bifnei atzman, the way the Rabbah paskins. If he's mile asar al dvash by themselves, lemizbeah, l'shem eitzim, putter. Well, everybody agrees to that. Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanin also. The heter of sar al dvash, that you're doing it not l'shem Reach Nichayach, everybody agrees to that. Shedemar, al mizbeach liyal Reach Nichayach, Reach Nichayach hiya tabayla, abal tabayla l'shei beitzim. That everybody agrees to. The shay was other things. Afilu hiktir davar she'eno roi lahaktara, bidvash, obisa or, koyo mehubing hakarbet, since it's from the carbet, he does get malchus. This part is somewhat there. He's talking, if he is Makter Adavar She'eino Roi LaHaktara B'Dvash. Now, what about if you're not doing it with Dvash? It also could be Yasser, but the Shaila is how? Ketzad HaMaila B'Basa Chatos V'Yosham El B'Basa Kachem Kalen, whatever reason, things that you're not, that are not right for the Mizbeach, Ashiar of the Nachis, the Meitzer HaOimer, Chatos HaOif, Lechem Aponim, Shtei Alechem, Luke, Shemit Shomit Zaira, Hamayla Kizayis, Bei Achas, Bei Elu, Bechomet, Obi Dvash, here he has to add Chomet Shem Dvash, over here, Bein Lemiz Beach, Bein Lekevish, whether you're bringing it on the Mizbeach or the Kevesh. You like it. Why you like it? The reason why you like it is because you're doing it with Tsar and Dvash. Let's say you did not do it with Tsar and Dvash. So there wouldn't be an answer. Sai, according to Rabbi Lezer. Sai, according to Rabbi Bonnet. That's being from Isam. Aval Pishayin, Mikol, Elu, Reoyin, Lahaktara. Even though these things are not right for Akhtar, since they're Pchlau, it's right for our carbon, that's a Shem Karbon Chaya, Balehem, Shenehmar, Carbon Rashis, Takriv, Isam, Lashem. Now, here, this is a big problem over here. But what is he saying? He's saying that you're doing it, but only when you're bringing it together with Tzara Dvash. If you didn't bring it with Tzara Dvash, you're not going to be Chayim. V'chein osir lahaktir ala mizbeah. Dovar she'kot b'kol dvarim elu. She'enem where they're not right for haktara. For example, v'asar chatos v'yosha. Sh'arim in office. Those you can't. Let's say those things you're bringing not l'shem reyach. What will happen over there? According to Rey, Rabbi Lezer, be mutter. But how does the Rabbah say? Be a shmuel lavdu she'kol dvarar she'bitzoso li'yishim. And he does not mechalach. He's not mechalach. It's going to be usher anyway. The whole heter is only by sar. The whole heter is only by sar dvash. When you're not doing it, what? What? Like the rabban, it would come out. But and now sometimes we have in this heter that we've been having for other things. Or the Kavish. So it's mutter. We're saying it's mutter according to everybody, like our sugya in Zvachim. That's the sheet of Rish Lakish. That's where it gets a little bit dicey. It's the sheet of Rish Lakish in Menachis with Afnon Zayin, not like Rabbi Yechanan. And the Rabbah is paskening, we pasken like Rish Lakish. Our sugya is Rish Lakish. The Rab, we have Rabbi Yechanan holds that if you bring other things on the Kavish, you're also, you're Chaim Malkus for that. The Rish Lakish argues on that. Our Sugya held like Rish Lakish. The Rabbah, Vaisais, holds like Rish Lakish. He holds that the only time you're going to be over that is only the Makam where you bring brought together with Tzara Dvash. If there's no Tzara Dvash, then you're not going to be over. If you don't bring Chayivar Echatos on top of the Kavish. That's why we were, that's why even yesterday we mentioned the Kasha from Briskerom. Why does it say over here, Tetze, you know, the Beis HaSreifa by the other Chatos? What should bring it on the Kevesh? The MS is, that already is a difficult thing to understand also. What is this Isser? You're not over the Yisser. The Kiddush, we are not over the Yisser, you bring it on the Kevesh. Like I mentioned yesterday, L'chayra, you would say, of course you're not over the Isser. L'chayra, this Isser is, you're bringing it on a Makam Haktara. On the Ritzvah, we had another thing. If you hold, let's say, by the Ritzvah, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, what would happen over there? But most hold that you can't make any kind of Haktara on the Kevesh ever. We talk in Taisvis, what comes from a Taisvis in Menachis, Adat Nodzayat, Keren Ira, the Ayla Shleima, the Briskerav, Kibat, everybody holds that the din is, you can't be Makter on the Kavish. Yesterday we even said, well, it's really a Keren Ira. The Gemara had the subject before Adat Sabachay, Matirin Algabe Soivev. This is a Kabbal Chaimer. If you can't even do it on the Soivev, Avadi, you can't do it on the Kevesh. Also, you can't be Makter on the Kevesh. Let's say you can't be Makter on the Kevesh. So what would I think? Yeah, you can't be, and what is the state by Tzara Dvash? You do it on the Kevesh, you're also Iver. But it's not even a Makam Haktara. It's very muddly. Let's say you go and you're Makter the Tzara Dvash on top of the Kevesh. That everybody holds. You're Chayef for that. You're no Chayef for Kol Shemimenu Leishu. But Tzara and Dvash, you're Chayef. Why you Chayef? It's not even a Makam Haktara. It's very hard to understand why it is like that. There's no, you can't be Makter Al-Gabe Kevesh. If you can't be Makter Al-Gabe Kevesh, it's hard to understand why the Din should be then you're right for what Sarah Dvash. All right, I hear you. It did as that, but it's conceptually, it's a harder thing to understand. And if it's not a Makom Haktar, why is it that you're going to be over on Tzor Dvash? You can't be Makhtar, you can't be Aitzat Torah on that. You know, the Kevish is not the Gabi. Certain things the Kevish are not as like them as Meir. But not the Gabi this. Bossy Rak Lahayer, the Gabi this did. I mean, the rival, the Chazaynish, I should mention. The Chazaynish has a suffix about this. The Chazaynish classic for a suffix, that which the Keren Ira, the Eilishleime, the Brisky Rav, I mean, others also, they hold that you cannot do it on the Kevish. The Chazaynish is not 100% barer on that. But if you hold that you can't, why are you over? It's hard to understand. Why are you over on the, why are you going to be over if you're about to serve it's Vash on the Kevish if it's not even a Makom Haktar? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you should be able to do it on the Ritzba also, yeah.
The Ritzba has a din of the Mizbeach. Only for Shah, forever.
The Raya is because, the Gemara says it's by the Bedomim, but otherwise, the din is because Mizbeach Shenecha Makhtirik Teres Bimkaimai. That din is not Lufi Shah. But Mizbeach Shenecha Makhtirik Teres Bimkaimai. And that din applies by the Amurim also. By Haktara also, that did.
Why were you not on the Kevish? You go to the Ritz, why were you not on the Kevish?
Yeah, it shows what he was Makadish for that. I hear, but it's Kasha. But it's not an overwhelming Kasha. I mean, it comes out according to him. Maybe he'll say in Rabbi Huda it's different. But there's no basis. It's Makim, because Kiddush HaMelech has Teichachotzim. Well, thing is, he's Makadish that. It's not going on the Kevish. Kevish is part of the Mizbeach, and that part of the Mizbeach was not Makadish for Haktorah. The Ritzba has a din, Shlomo HaMelech was Makadish that, to be able to use for Avaida. My Vasi Rak Lahayir, to add that, the Gabi, what we said, I feel better now than I think, than the way I presented it yesterday. I was not happy with the way I presented it.
Didn't Rebbe once tell us about being Mefagel by the... Hold on. Didn't Rebbe once ask us about Mefagel to be Makhtir on the Kevish?
To be Makhtir what? No.
The guy's Mefagel. To be Makhtir on the Kevish. L'machar.
No, we talked about what the Kevish, Tzvikish Levin Kaibai. That we did.
That's another thing. Yes.
Loyals did. On Daf Chavav, that we did. Yeah, but that Tyson says you can do that on the Kevish. Tzvikish Levin Kaibai, that you can do. El Hanami. It is a little strange. The Emet says it is a little strange. The way Tysmith comes out, if you're Zayrik the Dam on the Kevish, it's Machaber.
Okay.
But if you're Machter, it's not a Makom Haktar. That not. You have to be Machalik in that. But here the Mishnah tells us, Dam Shenisar B'mayim. Dam that became mixed in with water. You have to see where and what way became mixed in with water. In Yeshbo Maris Dam Kosher. Even if there is more water than Dam, but if the Dam is thicker, you can use it for Zrika. It's Kosher. Nisarev B'yayin, it became Nisarev with wine. Two meaning. It became the Simon wine, and you can't see it. The dam was the Simon v'yayin. You can't really tell because they're both red. Ryan, I saw you view it. You picture it. Ke'ilu humayin. Let's say the wine would not be wine, it would be water. Ryan, I say ke'ilu humayin. If it would be able to be detected, the dam in the water, if it would be water, then that's called nicker, and you can use that for Zrika also. Even though there is a din, so let's say it's not nicker, that is bottle. It's bottle barayim, or it's bottle barayim in a way where it's not nicker. Fine. Therefore, in the case dam shenisarv, let's say b'mayim, and now it says nisarv b'dam behema, b'dam achaya. Here also, it should be bottle. The dam and that other dam, but there also you have the same thing. Ryan Isaac Hilahu Mayim. If there would be water and it would be nicker, then it would not be buckle. But on the other hand, let's say if it would be Mayim, it would not be able to be detected. Then here also it becomes buckle. Let's take a look again at the Rashi a second. Rashi, pardon me? We don't care. We're going with minimum, you know, it's buckle. That's what we're going to this kind of cup. Shani Sarbi Ayin, that's wet, it's red, and therefore it's not nicker. Right, I say Kilu, right, I say Yayin, Kilu, Mayin. And we shut it up, we evaluate him, Hayin Dam, Shani Sarv, Khan, Nicker, Babayin, Halalu, Halalu, Kushan is Rika. That is good for Zrika. Of course, you do have the problem, if it's Kushan or Zrika, what are you doing? You're bringing our Dam, or wine on the Mizbeach? What are you doing? Dam Shedi Sarim Bebayim. What are you doing? The Bayim, what's the heter to bring water on the Mizbeach?
What's the Isser?
What's the heter to bring wine on the Mizbeach? That's the Sachem over here, of course. What's the heter to bring that we have over here? Dam Chaya? Dam Chaya is being brought on the Mizbeach. You can't bring a Varechatos or other things on the Mizbeach. There's a din of loyalu on that. We've just been having all the body avarim. And now when we're talking about the dam, you can do that, even though it means when you're doing the dam, you're bringing other things on the mizbeach. Taismas comes, if you take a look at Taismas. Let's say you're doing the shame eitzim, like Rabbi Elazar, that's it. And a chanabi, like Rabbi Elazar, that would be an eitzim. But the Rabbanan don't hold that. The Rabbanan don't hold that. Like Rabbi Elazar, you would have an eitzim. Do it the shame eitzim. And here you do it the shame something else.
You're not bringing it to burn it. You're not bringing it to burn it. You're bringing it to
yeah,
drink.
But I've
the shame eitzim.
You're right. But it doesn't make a difference that. You take a look at Taisris. Medam Behema, Medam, Obadam Chaya, right? It's a kilu bayim. The tamer dam behema machaya. How did you go bizarre that on the mizbeach? Mahidi Omar. So Zion, you can say Ryan. Ryan kilu bayim, and it's not mavato. No mavato. Da v'loy mavato. Dam acher mikol b'kahin. Mine gemurim lo havi. Still not mamish water. V'lo bottle be bedu. Shame chulin, still something of chulin, still chulin. Even if you hold down, even though it's a chulin mazara, all right, so we have to maybe chulin mazara is love deraisa. He wants to know maybe that applies by shita, not by halah. Then he says, no, it applies even by halah. I'm going to skip because of time. A couple of lines that we have here in the Taisvis. Then afterwards, Taisvis says, B'shema Savar, maybe he holds like Rabbi Elazar, the Shari L'shem Eitzim. Nope, L'shem Mayim. The Esher, the Afila Rabbanan Maidu. Now he says, maybe even the Rabbanan agree over here. Why? The Lo Asri L'shem Eitzim. L'shem Mayim. Elamidi D'Hakrava. Maybe it only applies where there's Akhtara, like Shmuel Aaron said. Shmuel Aaron says, from the Eishver to Israel now. So, where we say, meaning the Akrava, Kigain, Eivare Chatas, Eivare Eilo, the Chedi Tana Lamaila, Shadi Sama, Bidi Tana Lamata, Ubat Nachas, Bat Narba, let's say we're talking even about a dam that became mixed in. We have the Mishnah coming up. This dam became mixed in with other dam, a Matan Dalin, Matan Arba, so you can't go and do that. We have problems of doing that. Avachulin Gemurim Sharu. With Chulin, you can do it if it's not a Makkah of Avaidah, not a Makkah of Akrava. L'chuli Yama, L'shei Meitzim, L'shei Mayim. Chiddush that we have. Even the Rabbanim that argue with Reb Elezer would agree that when you're talking about things that are not B'nai HaKrava, you can do it L'Shem Eitzim. Why should he say like that? Why would you say such a thing? You would have the same thing. So you see the Tosfos over here, much it's not pashut. But what you're doing over here is, let's be aware of what's going on over here, is that even if you're going to tell me that there is bittul, there is no bittul lemaisa as a result of what you're doing here, you're putting other things on the mizbeach at the same time as the dam, even though you normally are not going to be able to do it l'shem eitzim. But over here, your heter will be l'shem eitzim, the same way Aliba the Reb Elezer. Maybe over here the reason is because it's not a ben hakrava, or it's a dam pasuli. You're talking dam amachaya, dam behemah, dam amachaya, dam pasul, dam chaya, dam behemah, and what? And Rabbi Huda, I know. Rabbi has Rabbi Huda. Ein dab of Atul Tav. This is Rabbi Huda of the Bamino. That Rabbi Huda holds that it's never Mavato. And therefore, if it's not Mavato, then we have a Gabal de Gabonis. You can be Zyrik. Go be Zyrik. The mile over here is not to have Bittel. The mile of here is not to have bittul. You don't have bittul. You can be serving the dab. It's still there. Rabbi Huda, he learns from a pasuk. V'lachach b'dab apar b'dab asoyer. And therefore here we learn out that bin mamino is not bittul. Rabbi Huda, pardon me? Rabbi Huda, what do you mean how?
It's not right, right. Even is only deeper.
I'm not giving this up.
But
the Kama holds even Mimavino is bottle, except in the case where it's going to be Nikta. Whereas Rabbi Huda holds, doesn't make a difference. If it's Mimavino, you know, it's not going to be relevant anyway. That's possible Yishavek Liyama. What do you do with it? There it's Yishavek Liyama, you throw it away. It's not possible, you throw it away. Then dab sulim, like Rashi says here, begemer ve'avenirva, or it's nishan chutzlus bad or chutzlim kaimai, the shabek liyama, the afilu hechsher rabba alav. Even if the dab kosher is more than the pasul, chaybedab atamsus, the shabek liyama, the afal pi shadab a nevish rabba alav. Why is this true? You would say it's going to be the same thing as Dab Behem and Dab Chaya. But over here it's different. Why? We'll have to see why this is different. And the reason comes because of Xayra. The reason not Baltzadid the Arisa, Baltzadid the Rabban. Dab Eishav Chaber, Rabban Lezer, Bashir. You just did it without asking. Then it's kosher. Now. Wait. Now, this then is a very, this been the part before, you know, anybody who learns Yeridaya, you know, when you go through in Kulin, the second is Kulin, Yeridaya, let's say the same thing would apply to Machos HaSuris. I'll give a scenario. You have a pitcher of water, and in the water is dab, a little bit of dab, you know. You ask anybody who has the experience, you know, it doesn't take much dab in a big pitcher of water to look, you see, you can be horrified. Somebody go, you know, you see dab mixed in into a person goes, into a bathroom or something, and there's some blood that comes out. There could be even a little bit of better blood, changes the whole thing. But you come horrified by it. You know, and it looks a lot worse than it is. It doesn't take much blood to make a clear water to make it look terrible.
The standard is that it's noticeable? What? Is the standard that it all looks like blood now?
Yeah.
It's just noticeable that there's blood.
Kazusa. It says what? The mitzvah says you have a big pitcher of water. You have a big pitcher of water. And a relatively very meager amount of blood.
Little thing.
You'll have it. It's clear that it is. It's clear. But if you want to drink the water, nice and tab. It's not going to be nice and tab. We're not talking weird. There's tab of the dam. Then it's already tab kicker. You know, you're talking about other factors and that you took tab kicker. Well, let's assume that it's not going to be like that, but you can tell there's tab in there. You're allowed to drink the water, drink the pitcher of a good, delicious pitcher of cold water, but it looks like blood. Of course it looks like blood because there's blood in there. But the shear of the amount of blood proportionally is no consequence whatsoever. You'll have to drink that or you're going to say, no, the blood is thicker and there's no bickle on that. This thing that we have here, if you have the exact same thing, you can be zayrekin because it's not bottle. This is a din in Maseches Vachim, in Hilchos Tzulia Mukdashim, or is it relevant to other dinim of Bittel and Kolatira, and dinim of Machal Sasuris? This is a difficult thing. The Mashmos is, and we paskin this din, of course, by the way. We paskin this din. We know that this din of Chazusa, and not only do we paskin it, it's a difficult din that we have, a much more difficult din, that even in a case where you have to come on to the din of Ryan, let's say you would have the exact same thing, and it would not be thicker, because the thing that it's mispatulit is also red. Yeah. Red wine. But in the case, the Rambam Paskin tells why it is like that. It's a very big problem. But the Rambam holds even, let's say there's red wine on their stop. You can't even tell, but Ryan, let's say it would be water, and that it would be thicker. The Rambam holds he can use that for this Rico also. That's called it's not bottle. Shows why he holds like that. That's a lachamishta. That's a lachamishta why it is like that. But that did, such a din of machol sasuris. It's a very big problem. I saw that Reb David is aiming on this, but then whether it is like that, I mean, the Gemara is not machalik, and we don't find any special din in Zeres HaKosim, so got me this din. So Shaila is, how do you relate to this din? We have new datum here in Bittel that we don't really have in Yeridaya. Chazusa, Ryan, what do we have here? But that's the din that we have here. Over here in our Mishnah, the Gemara brings up Rechim, Rabbam, Rabbi Yechimus. Now, though, let's qualify it a little bit. Rechim, Rabbam, Rabbi Yechimus. Loishanu, Elishanaflu, Mayim, Lesechdam. It does not apply. Abul Nafal Dam Lisaich Mayan Mishurishabakal. It only applies to Babakal where the water came into the dam, not where the dam came into the water. Why? Because when the dam comes in, drops, it immediately becomes bottle because it was not nicker. All of a sudden, later on, after a minute or two, then if it keeps coming in, but Lamaisa, when it came in, it was already dusty. It was already bottle. It doesn't become resurrected. Avodafal dam, the Rishon Rishon is bottle, and therefore it's not going to be able to work. Amara Papa, it's not going to be like that when it comes to mitzvahs. It'll be like that by dam when it comes to the carbon, because it's a din of dichay by carbonis. But if we come out the end of the Gemara, let's say we come out that there's a din by mitzvahs, there's no din dichui. That means even if you come to a point where it was not eligible for the mitzvah, but if later on its eligibility is reinstated, then the din is there. It's chayiv in the mitzvah. The Gemara is that's how the Gemara over here is saying. I mean, the Gemara Shaila in Sukkah. Let's say by a hadas. The hardest, let's say, became ineligible. It grew grapes, berries. There were berries in it. And then the berries were taken off. So the Gemara says, Yesh dichlo yetzo mitzvahs or not. The hardest was Nisraba and berries. The more berries that there are, there were too many berries in it, and it became ineligible to be used as a hadas to Pradasa. And then afterwards, okay, they went off. So the Gemara says, can you reinstate its eligibility for a hadas? Or not? Yes, that's a blot. Yes, what? Excellent. Very, very good. Very impressive. Yes, it is. Very, very nice. See? The left. Good, wonderful. So now that's why the old Yeshini dichaits on mitzvahs. Or ain't dichaits on mitzvahs. There's no din dichaits on mitzvahs. Ain't dichaits on mitzvahs means that just because it was nidcha, so what? Afterwards, when it becomes kosher, its kashrus, its eligibility will be reinstated. Therefore, over here, you have the same thing. So therefore, I should be totally in that. Not a chadab. And I'm from Shlokish, Papigo, Bahadaiser, Bahadel.
In your case of the dam, the bark,
yeah.
Trinkets, it's also in your child only at the bark which you're going into the dam.
Yeah. A big case like that. Then, well, yeah, well, wait, it depends. Let's say the guy be drinking it. Let's say the guy be drinking it, the dam went into the water. Kabakaba bottle, that's true. But then, what happened? Now, but then after 2 minutes, looks like that. Should be chayzer in the ear over there, the Gabi Achil. Over here, it's also only because of dichui. Yeah, true. That's all I can make of it. Over here, it's going to be usher anyway. Let's say the din of chazusa, these things will apply by machal zasurus. Alright, so the first drop went in.
Okay.
It was bottles, fine. You can't tell nothing. It's like a piece of chazer went in. It's just nothing. But afterwards, it's chayzer in the ear. After 2 minutes, look what happened.
By mitzvahs,
it's not dichoy. But the mitzvahs, that's nothing to do with dichoy. It has to do with machal sasuras. It's not to do with dichoy. Dichoy is only like a mitzvah or a carpet. This is machal sasuras. What's the Yai? The same thing of the Yai Nesach. What the Gemara tell us? The Yai Nesach goes into the water, then afterwards, it becomes a chayzer in the ear. What? No, not the Gabi this. That's going to be chayzer in the ear if the Mara itself is chayzer. That's different already.
Even if we have Nesach.
Again, so the shout out that this is all totally in what we're saying over here. I mean, the dinam of chazusa, whether that itself is the thing that makes the nafkamina. In the dinam of Avodah Zarah that we have in Ayin Dalet, in Avodah Zarah, there at the Gemara was going because the diayin itself is this rabbi, out the time and every that's time, not stab out chazusa. Here we're talking a whole new concept.
Yeah,
that's what we're clear. That's what we're dealing with. Whether or not this whole sugya is nageya, other things other than done by carbonus. By carbonus, we don't really find that.
So the potato of tipa is really a provisional potato.
Yeah, I should really add that also. It's really a problem here also. Because that which we're saying over here, kaba kaba batal, it applies only where it's only small amounts. Let's say there's one big gush. Then it's not like that. That's one of the problems over here, because it says it's only where it applies over here because the water went into the thing. But if not, that kaba kaba batal, that kaba kaba batal will only apply where there are droplets. Droplets of dam coming into the water. Let's say it's not droplets of dam coming into the water. It's a whole flask of dam going into the water. There's no kaba kaba bottle over there. And the Gemara over here is not mechalik on that. This is a problem on that if you hold that there is such a thing. But Amari Shlokish, ha pingo v'adayser v'atame, shebalalon zebazeh. The Yachon. He mixed them all. And he ate them together. Now let's we'll go the way Rashi learns over here. It is inconceivable that one min should not be the sraba over the other and be mevatalit. And therefore, what should happen? You're going to be chayiv. I'll come back, of course. I have to explain what this is. Shma minah, that in order to be chayiv, you're going to have to say three things. Shma minah, that even though it's pigol, nicer, and tamei, one, it becomes butl and the other, isur mevatal zezeh. The din of a bitl does not apply only when you're talking about heter and isur. It applies when you're talking even about isur and isur. Or I will say later on, well, case even we have mitzvahs or mevatal zu, if you are or not. But over here we're going, isurim can also be mevatal. Does that mean that the din of bitl bereiv applies only by heter and isur? It can apply by isur and isur. I'll explain more about this. If the din is that you're not going to be chayef, it means that there's no din of tam kiker. What did he say here, Rishlam? A pigav adaisa shabala zebazeh, that he ain't them, he's a potter. Why? Because one's mevatel of the other. Which, what happened to the din of tam kiker? There's an old of tam kiker. The Gemara is talking about what? The Gemara is assuming that there are two meaning. Let's say he has a kizayis, a buzzer pigle, and then he also has a kizayis of shiare menachas. To mean him. Let's say he would have a kizayis, a buzzer pigle, and a kizayis, a buzzer nicer. Then it's not negay in the din of tam kiker. But it is negay in the din of tam kiker if you have two separate meaning. That's why the Gemara held this way. Smami, no. If you're potter, it's because you hold asra sofik leishma asra. The hashma is not a hasra like Rishlokish, not like the way we paskin like Rabbi Yechonin. That hasra sofik we paskin is shma asra. Now, I pray to Gemara. I'll come right back to this in a second. Masin Rava asa isa min achita min haaretz. If a person mixed thing together, he made a dough out of wheat and rice. Wheat, of course, we all know, becomes chametz and can be eaten matzah with it. Iris, there is no chametz by iris. Rabbanin, there's no chametz by iris, nor can he be chametz matzah with that. But, also, Yisa bin achitim bin ha'iris, if there's tab weed, chayeves bechala, because tab kiker, yaval gab, the ruba iris. So we see what there's in the tab kiker. And then the Gemara answers, no, it's only mid rabbana. What do you mean mid rabbana? The yachayev is safe, but if yachayev is the chavos of a pesach. The din is, it can be yachayev is the raisa, even the mitzvah pesach, obviously tab kiker is the raisa. Ella, what is the case over here? Ella min b'she'eino mino b'taymo. Eino chenami, if it's a min b'she'eino mino, then it's nice and time. But here we're talking not like the case that I just gave. Where it was basar and shiar and menachas. We're talking about basar and basar, not basar and shiar and menachas. And by basar and basar, there is no din of tam kiker. Ella min b'she'eino mino b'taymo. Now, so what's the Gemara? What? The Mishayah, min b'mino, k'min b'she'eino mino. It's not, let's picture it as if it would be something else. Like we have in our Mishnah, this Ryan. The snad is sarbein rayin aysa ki iluhu mayim. My love rayin aysa liyayin ki iluhu mayim. And if it would be mayim, it would not be bottle. It would either be chazusa. You should say the same thing here. Not the best love. Rayin aysa liyayin ki iluhu mayim. All right, let's pause here. Let's pause here. What's it talking about over here? Here we have a fundamental machlokes that we have. Rashi, the way Rashi learns it, the way Tosfos learns it. We're talking over here the way Rashi learns. What are we talking about here? Person eats it. He puts a kezias in his mouth. And he has a kezias, a mixture. A mixture. Let's say, two minim. Pigol ad noiser. He hears and he swallows the kezias. Techachilas prasa, pigol ad noiser. No. We don't even know what the right kezias is. Let's say like this. There's a kezias that he has. It could be the right kezias is pigol. The miyat kezias is nicer. Or maybe it's the other way. Maybe the right kezias is nicer. The miyat kezias is pigol. Maybe it's neither. Maybe there's Tame. Remember, there's another one over here also. There's one that's Tame. Tame could be a rive. Whatever it is. It's certainly not proportional. You do not have a kezias of pigle. You do not have a kezias of dicer. Nor do you have a kezias of Tame.
Could be there's no rule of any of that.
And it's also possible that maybe it's not Rav Ben. But already we're assuming that it's not. That would be something which would be a total... aberration. No, that we're not going to deal. No. But let's say, so the Gemara says, you should be Chayim Malkus. Why is it not going to be Malkus? First of all, what problem is it's Asra Safek? Now, that has to do with Asra Safek. What does that have to do with Asra Safek? Asra Safek is where eventually you know that he was Chayim, but at the time of Asra, you don't know whether or not he was going to be under the Isser. Person was Maka Aviv. You don't know who Aviv was, let's say. Eventually it turned out you did find it because he went and he was Maka two people. And even though at the time one of them was a father, you don't know whether the other one was the father. You know which one it was. At the time he was about to hit one, at the time of the Asra, they didn't know the aim and what it was. And afterwards it turned out to make a difference because he hit both. But at the time of the Asra, it was a suffix. In the end, you know, he did both. Over here, you don't know whether he ate a kezias of pigle. So it's a suffix if he ate a kezias of pigle. Did he eat a kezias of nicer? Did he eat a kezias of tummy? What's it have to do with Asra suffix? That's one thing. But Rashi holds the case of Asra suffix. We're going to call that a suffix. It has to do with Asra suffix. That's A. B, it's even more, the dinam of bittle. Let's say there was a rive kezias, you know, a rive kezias of pigle, a miyut kezias of nicer. What would happen? Rashi says, because he surah babavat lezeh zeh, the dit should be, you should get malchus for eating pigle. Why do you not get malchus for eating pigle? First of all, because top kickers love their rice. So you're not going to be mashed with it. Hasra Safik, because it's Hasra Safik, you don't know which one it is. So you can't give a Malkus. And let's say you didn't know which one it was. You don't have a Kazalius. From Rashi, Vaisnais, what does he hold? The Givaldi Gazach. If you remember, we talked at the beginning of the Perek. We talked at the beginning of the Perek when we had the Gemara's Kashef and Iflu Baruba. You have a Shah Anisko that became the Sarev in all the 10,000 behemoths. You had a Chatos Abasis, became the Sarev in all those behemoths. Faith of our Iflu Baruba, you should be Chayev for that because it's Batul Barayev. So we wanted to know, first of all, remember, let's say you have tzitzis that have to be made Lishma. Then you have tzitzis subchutin that are not lishma. Does bittul tell you just to negate, to The meat, forget about the meat. Don't, it doesn't play a role. Or the bittul takes the meat, the davar ha-batel, and it converts it into the mevatel, even the toy for a positive thing. What you would have is, you can now have a positive. What you have is, you started out with five chutin of tzitzis that were lishma. You have one chut that's not lishma, and with bittul, you created a Yeshreya, now you have six chutim that are lishmaya that you could use. You have matzahs. 10 matzahs that are lishma, and two matzahs that are shalom lishma. And you need 12 pieces of matzah for people to be yitzah. Good. It's bitla barayim. Now you over have, you created 12 out of 10. Well, remember we had a case of an esrik. We were talking about that a pitim fell off. A pitim fell off an esrik. And it became this arim. In other esrikim. That didn't have a pitim. They never had a pitim. Can you use now? What do you use for the esrik? What is bitul? So the Gemara was asking. We said that. That's a big shiloh that we have. There are going to be all these cases. The Gemara bitul baruma. Take the shara niskal. And bring it for our carpet. What do you have? You have a shara niskal that became the sara in 10 behemoths, in 10 chatos. Yeah, you don't know which one it is. And it's Lumaruba, go ahead and bring them all for our carbon. From that kasha, it would seem that the bittul even makes it like that. That's the shiloh of how, what it means exactly. But that's the chaser we mentioned from Reb Chaim Eisen. So now the shout that we have is, what do we have? You have a Rav Kizayis of Pigol. Lou, Bittul says, the nicer becomes Bittul into the Pigol. Now, you could hear, this becomes Bittul into the Pigol. So what are you left with? You're left with nothing. You don't have Pigol, you don't have a nicer. Or maybe, Rashi's telling us it's not like that. Rashi's telling us, you have a Rav Kizayis of Pigol, and a Mir Kizayis. Kizayis of nicer, what are you left with? You're left with a Kizayis of Pingel. There's Malkis for Pingel. And Taisus is Saiver Kichruchi Adis. Taisus says, what is going on over here? You can't possibly say such a thing like that. Shita Mikubetsis over here, what we're talking about. What are you doing? You're going to make all of a sudden you have a Kizayis of Pingel? How do you have a Kizayis of Pingel? Bittul. We'll make a Kizayis of Pitbeh, L'chayr, according to Rashi. And therefore, what we have over here is, L'chayr, and Tais, so now Shal, what is this much like as Rashi and Taisus? But that's how Rashi learned the Sugya. It would seem to be the way Rashi learns the Sugya, that the Bitbotel becomes, not only it becomes like the Mavatel, it's even more over here. Here, it's not only that it becomes the Mavatel, it's Mashlim, the Shear of the Mavatel. That now even the mevatel becomes more than what it was before. Before you had pigol, but when you didn't have a kizayis. Now what? The davar ha-batel becomes pigol and creates a shear of pigol. You have a kizayis that you did not have before. Tais was like a whole different shot than what this gemara means. Pardon me? That's not the din of bittul at all. The din of Heter Mitzvah for Yisr is a different din. Not based on that or the din of Bittul. No. Can even have a... but it's similar to that. It's sort of the... not really the same thing. But here you're not talking about the din Heter Mitzvah for Yisr. That's a separate halacha. Here we're talking about the din of Bittul. And Rashi's saying, we have to know din of Mitzvah for Yisr by a pigol and nicer. Or Tabe. It's a din by a nausea. I mean, you don't have it by the other things. Here it's there, he's saying it's a din that got me the bittul. And that the Gemara is telling us, all right, the Gabi bittul, yeah, the Gabi bittul, the bottle becomes like the mavatel. Is there such a concept or not? Tyson's learns a whole different beer of what's going on over here.
Why is that?
Now it's another problem. Yeah, that Hasra Savik is another issue. You're 100% right. Because even if you hold like that, I don't know. Let's assume that the din is with bittul. Let's assume even that bittul you have the kizayis ha-pigol. That's good. And within a bittul, maybe you don't have a kizayis ha-pigol. Maybe with bittul you have a kizayis ha-nicer. Maybe have a kesayis of tabe. That's all true. I don't know in the bottom line at the end, did he eat a kesayis of pickle? Did he eat a kesayis of dice? Did he say, what's that do with Asra Safik? How are you going to give him out? You can't give him out because he's Safik. If a person ate something that was a Safik kesayis, you can give a malchus for that.
Definitely an
issue.
The question is which one?
Which one? So what do you do? And if there's, so at least with we have a Mishnah in Me'ilu that you could be Mitzar, Pigol, Nicer, not Tama. But we got the specific love that we have for Pigol. There is a specific love for Pigol that's not the love of Nicer. There's another love, Le'echol Ki Kaidashen. But besides that, the love of Pigol that you're ever giving Malchus, you can't give him Malchus for nicer if he ate pickle. No matter what you hold. If a person ate a kizai, suffer kizai is a pickle. What are you going to do if you hold Asra Suffolk with him and speak with Asra Suffolk? And you can't give him Malchus for Suffolk. You don't know whether he's going to be Asra. It's like, you person ate something. You don't know if it was Kazar or not. Did he eat a kazayis of chaz? I don't know if he ate a kazayis of chaz. Maybe he ate a kazayis of roast beef. I don't know what this thing was that he ate. But he gave malchus for chazer. What? You know for sure it's either pig or chaz. What are you going to give a malchus for? No. No.
No, I'm not. I'm saying it's like the pot.
In the end, you don't know what he ate. In the end, you don't know what he ate. You know, Bivadimshot, he ate something. All right, Yeshua doing this. But Tyson's learned because of this. This is the fundamental issue that we have over here. But now, what is the Gemara asking? So the Gemara now is asking, what do we have from our Mishnah? We have from our Mishnah, there's a din of Ryan. There's not Isar, Biyayin, right? I said, Kiluhi, Mayan, my lab, right? I said, Biyayin, Kiluhu, Mayan. We picture it as if it would be water. And if it would be water, then you would be able to do this rika. Right, I said, Ladab, Ki'ilu Hubayim. Right, I said, Liyayim, and Ki'ilu Hubayim. And that the Gemara says, no, but that's not the shot. The Pella is, what is the Gemara asking? If you see a din of Ryan from our Mishnah, and there's a din of Ryan that's as if that it's not bottle. Therefore, by us, it should be Chaim Malchus. Even by Ben Amino, I'll stop Kaker. What's my Shemitah at Har Sinai? Tom Kaker is a reason to be Mechayev him because he tasted Machal Sasuris. That's nothing to do with the din of, it's not a simon in the proportion. Whether it's buckle or not a simon, it's a seba. What's the reason why he's ever an isser? He would taste it tam isser. Let's say he did not taste tam isser because it was mebamina. He didn't taste tam isser. What did what from him? The buckle. What's the reason why Ryan is a din of Ryan? Because the proportion is such that there's not a sheer bittle. The only reason you don't see it is only because the coloring of the wine is the color of wine. It's red. Let's say it would be a different substance other than liquid. It's not enough to be mevatel. Look at it. If it wouldn't be red, it would be clear. You would see it. It's right there. It's not sheer for the bittle. Tom Kaker is not doing a sheer. What's going on, Ryan? Look at me, Ryan. Let's say he didn't eat it. He didn't. If he ate Tom Chazer and he tasted Tom Chazer, he gave it to Chazer. But if he's Tayyip Tom Chazer, he wasn't Tayyip Tom Chazer. So what do you want from him? Shaz, what the Gemara means to ask? That's a big problem. If that's the case. So instead of saying it should be Batal, the Gemara is saying, no, maybe it's not the case in the Mishnah. Lo, Ryan, I said, Ladam. As if it's Mahim. Yachis a bottle. Then we're talking about the Dab becoming bottle. Not Ryan. So what does it say? Ki'ilu Mahim. Should say really it should become bottle. Yayin Tagim, Rabbi Hunayim, Ryan. I saw Ki'ilu Yayin Edayim. Imdia Marehu Kosher. If it's faint, you can't see it. Then it's Kosher, Vim Lav, and if not, it's Puzzle. So what do we have over here? The Ein Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ryan I saw Keilu, hang on, Rabbi Yehuda, Ryan I saw Keilu Yayin Edom, and makes it up Gemina. We have Ein Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Ryan I saw Keilu Yayin Edom, and Dia Barehu Kosher, and if not, it's possible. So where do we see from here? Yeah. So the Gemara Tanayi, Shemit Ali Tesanya. Dali she yeshbo yayin lavan al chalav. Dali she has yayin lavan al chalav hibilo. Holchenachar arrives. You have a bucket she yeshbo yayin lavan or milk, and you are matbil it into a mikveh. You go bus arrive or behind arrive. I suck ilu yayin edaim. Imdia mareim kosher bimlav pasul. There we have a machlokes, and where we see there is there a din of Ryan or not, here we see that there is this machlokes tanoihi, whether you say there is, you know, there's such a concept of Ryan. Remaining delishu male reikin vihibilik ilu leitoval. If there's a delay that's full of spit, which is viscous, and you are machpilit, it's as if you were not taivalit because it doesn't become the sarv. It's thick. Meira glayin, right as a kilo hay mayim. There already, if you look at it, it's water. Molei mechatos, achi yarba ha mayim al mechatos. Mad Shabbos lay de islay rayin. Who's the one that holds rayin, Rabbi Yehuda Utani de sagile baruba? He's the one that said it. Who's the one that holds up rayin? We had a Gemara brought that, because Rabbi Yehuda says, right, I say kilo yayin mandine. And now what are we saying? Right, I said, Tani Sagile Baruba. Now it's enough to have Ryan. How do you reconcile it? Really, Kasha. We'll pick it up over here at Shabbat. It's time already. I can't do it. It's not.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Mara McComas on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.